Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hello, welcome to Clutch My Pearls, the podcast where I, Emily, learn all about the erotic fiction that my friends are reading. As always, I'm joined with Vanessa and Barbara.
Hi.
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 We nailed that.
It's so good. We're back on track. We're back, baby.
Baby.
We'll I love see. It.
That's because it's episode 21. We're literally professionals now.
We're in our new era.
We can legally drink.
Oh,
oh my God.
What have you all been up to?
I have a friend in town.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Target and I saw a lot of the books that we've covered.
Yeah.
And then
two books side by side
that honestly were made me concerned for like people just picking these up and not knowing what they're in for. It was Pucking Around and Bride, and I was like, that's a whole night and that you're in for.
They had like coupon stickers on them.
They had like 20% off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it at the cash register?
No, it was in the book section.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. At least like you should have going there.
You should have taken it to the cash register and then left it where the magazines were.
I did see when I went to Target this weekend, because of course it's a weekend, I went to Target.
Yep.
I did see Bride at the cash register.
Oh.
At the end stand or whatever. And I saw the one with the strawberries. Like your shirt.
Brutal Prince.
That was there too.
Ooh.
Like, there's, you know, I understand you can, like, buy them at Target and save money, but you should also buy them from our Amazon storefront.
Thank you.
Link in bio.
Please help.
Also, I was saying, we should do, like, bookmarks and put them in the books that we've covered at Target and Barnes & Noble.
Oh, like, just like little ads?
Stashing
like
episodes. Them in books.
Oh, my God, that's 19. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That is, if you like this book, you should listen to Clutch My Book. Yeah. That is, I'm going to order from fucking out of the Zazzle store? Or something, some business cards right now.
One day when we sell, you know, merch and have little bookmarks, all of you can also go spam your local Barnes & Noble.
Yes. Yes. I love that. Like spreading the good word, little seeds.
Yeah.
As long as it's not against the rules.
Fuck them.
But also,
fine. It's Target.
Oh, my God.
There's no rules at Target.
Bad girls.
They won't know it was you.
I've spent enough there. They're fine. Speaking of merch, I've been practicing. I got an embroidery machine, so I've been making little prototypes. If you can see my shirt in our video on YouTube, it says, "Hi, Diane."
That makes me so happy. It. I can't even explain how excited I am about this. My mom's going to flip.
That it's such a great, like, it's been so fun of, like, coming up with ideas for different things that, like, especially lore from our show. And in only 20 episodes, we already have Hi, Diane. And I made another one that says wide shoes.
Say it right.
Which I'll wear next episode. But, yeah, it's been fun to kind of play with some prototypes. And so if you're interested in merch type stuff, let us know so that we can then make it and order it. And then figure out how we're gonna do that,
how it works, and how we make it work, and how it happens.
Yeah, and that only happens if you want it and if you buy it and you like it.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Oh my God.
Hi, Diane. This week we have a Vanessa book.
Ooh. Dun dun dun
dun dun.
Ooh. Ooh, what the hell are we in for?
She's
scared. Look at that. I'm scared.
She asked me earlier if I knew, if I could guess, and I didn't want
to
guess. Do you think it was something that I would have guessed?
No, well, I've read a lot of books before the podcast.
Like something talked about before with
Well,
you?
Maybe, kind of.
I guess Den of Vipers, and you made a noise that made me think it's not it, but I don't know if that was just like a...
It's not Den of Vipers.
Okay, because I feel like that's a, like, well, I need to get my training wheels off.
Does that mean there's a bunch of dicks, like a bunch of snake dicks?
I don't really even remember, but it's like dark romance.
It's a reverse harem, but it's a dark romance mafia.
Mafia reverse harem. I got to get the training wheels off before.
There's a knife.
Oh, in this book or in
no,
Den of Vipers?
Den of Vipers. Ooh. Den of Vipers is definitely off the charts. This one's not.
This is more like we're on this. Okay, so okay.
Well, what are we doing? I really wanted to, since our last episode, we talked so much about fake dating.
Yes.
And I wanted to do a book where this fake dating was actually kind of plausible.
Like it made sense for it to, okay, I love that. Because sometimes it's not and you just roll with it.
Yeah.
Oh, we like have to date because our neighbors, I don't know.
Yes.
Because we've known each other forever and we've been in love with each other forever. So let's fake date.
For Instagram. Yeah.
And it's a repeat author.
Ooh.
A second book in a series.
Is it one of yours? It's repeat authors?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Brutal Prince series?
It's actually me and Barbara's.
Wait.
It's The Right Move by Liz Tom Ford.
Wait, which one
is it? Mile High?
Yes, it's a follow up to Mile High.
Oh my God, episode 21.
This is amazing.
We came back around from episode 1. Is Xander in this?
Yes.
He makes appearance. I've read this, but it's been a little while. Yeah. So this is perfect.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. And this isn't a scary book, it's just a sexy book.
No.
I'm not scared anymore, guys. I'm feeling really brave.
Oh, I love that we're coming back after 20 episodes. See how much we've grown.
Yes.
See how much better our audio is. See how we're not crackling the mics by just rolling with them.
Well,
as we
didn't
talk.
Have mic stands back
then. I didn't
then.
Adjust the audio for... we did nothing. We just went, here you go. Sorry.
And everyone was like, Barbara's a little quiet. We're like, yeah, we don't know what we're doing. Sorry.
Yeah, we're literally brand new. And but luckily, also, that episode more than any other people listen to because it's the first one. So.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll recommend this one as like, hey, jump in on this one.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But oh my God, I love it. Okay. What's it called?
The Right Move.
The Right Move. Does it go into, what was it, Xander and
Stevie.
Stevie. Mm. I was going to say Sloan. Stevie.
Sylvester Sloan.
So is this, wasn't it like her sister or is it one of the teammates?
She had a twin brother.
Right.
Who was a famous basketball player, Ryan Shay.
Okay. Tell us all about it.
How many pages is it?
499.
My God. Love it.
Came out in February 2023.
Oh, recent. Last year. It's 24. Okay. A year.
I also, the third book came out.
Read that yet.
It's so good.
I remember you saying it was good. And it's so good. I got to read it.
Okay. Yeah. So that's why I was kind of like, this book kind of popped up. And then we were talking about fake dating. And this book is all about fake dating.
Okay.
I remember really liking it. I'm trying to think of where the page, like, where's the first coming? And I, like, yes, I've read it, but I have no up on this. Like,
right.
I have no idea.
So Mile High was more enemies to lovers kind of thing.
No.
Or he was interested in her and she was interested in him.
It was like, well, they're just sassing each other. Sassy banter.
She like didn't want to give him like the time of day because she's like been around sports before. Right. So he was like trying to break her down. And then he like started liking her.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously they couldn't date because they were together.
Kind of like pecking around.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But without.
A little more
it was just Xander.
So the other main character in the book is Indy, and she was Stevie's coworker. She worked on the airplane for the hockey team.
Okay.
Is her full name Indiana?
No.
India?
That's a thing, though, and I'll tell you.
Okay. Okay. Oh. See, like I said, I don't remember.
I love it when like you're like, wait, I feel like I know these parts.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he calls her in the book.
Because she's fast.
No,
because it's not her name.
I'll tell you, it's not her name's Indy, but it's not her name.
Her
name's Indigo, but he calls her Indiana because he's mean.
Oh,
so it's like a grumpy sunshine for sure.
I love when they're mean.
Yeah,
but they don't hate you. But they're mean.
Yes.
So
let me
tell
me read the synopsis, and then we'll guess the pages.
We're all excited. We just can't.
Yes.
Fucking fired up.
I did want to say that I have a tendency to ruin series when I read the first book and there's a side character, I have a tendency to like not cast them in my head as like very attractive people. And then I just don't give a fuck about their book.
You're like, they were a relevant side character. Yeah. And now you're like I'm supposed to give a shit.
Yeah. Right. I'm thinking of like a B-list actor.
It's like that a Kimmy Gibbler. Yeah. Where you're like, I don't care.
I don't want to see you fuck.
Yeah. I only want to know about Stephanie Tanner fucking, all right?
Oh, no.
That's not what I meant, but I think that for some reason, I definitely, like, didn't do that to this series.
You were into it.
I think it was because he was also a pro
Yeah, he's,
player,
like, a really, like,
and he's really hot.
Really early pick, like, number one draft or some shit. Yes. Like, he's, like, a prodigy.
He's, like, Michael Jordan, basically. Yeah. Ah. Yeah.
Is it basketball?
Yes.
Mm. Nice.
I like that Liz Tomford like kind of covers like all sports. The third book is baseball.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah. I'm
fun.
A sports girl.
She's a sports girly.
Reverse harem sports.
All the team sports.
Those are my categories. Okay, so let me read the synopsis.
Okay.
Emily and I are going to behave like you would never fucking
doubt it.
Because we're just excited for this.
And that, you know, actually, after I listened back to that episode, I kind of now take it as that you guys are just really horned up, and I'm just really proud that you guys get so worked up
that
in
we
my
got
episodes.
Excited. Yes.
No,
yes.
You guys are horned up.
Yeah, we're horned up. Our
you said
seats
it was
are soaking.
The hormones last time.
Yeah. Maybe.
Because you know what you're in for.
But now we're in for like a hot NBA player. Whew.
I declined to comment. I don't know anything about hormones or horned up.
She's a good girl.
Anyways.
I was going to say that and I was like, that's inappropriate.
So act up. Act up.
Okay.
It's a compliment.
Hmm.
Go.
I'm behaving.
I'm ready. We're right. Waiting. We're just like, we're at the edge. We're like, come on, tell us
you're
about
edging
it.
Us.
You got to get horned up.
She's a distraction. That's what she is. I'm the newest captain of the Devil's Chicago NBA team, and the last thing I need...
Barbara has a question.
I just raised my hand.
What?
Is that a real team?
No.
Is basketball a real sport?
Yes.
Yes.
It's the Chicago Bulls.
But they use it with the Devils.
Okay.
She tends to make up the sports teams.
Okay.
I'm sure that's for a
Who
reason.
Did Xander play for?
Raptors?
That's a basketball
Chicago
team.
Chicago Raptors.
I thought you said the Rats, and I got excited.
I think it's the Raptors. I'm not sure.
Not to totally derail this, but I was thinking that we would need to call Jeff in for a basketball question because in the last book, it was something about like the money shot basketball. And I asked Eric, I was like, what the fuck is a money shot in basketball? And he was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I was like, my guess is when they bring a fan onto the court and
oh
they try to ask him if he's going to win.
They can win a Kia.
So I have no idea if that's correct, but let us know.
I assume a money shot for basketball would be like, I mean, a deep three or something, which that's another thing Vanessa likes in her books.
Ooh.
You're correct. Like, that's just accurate.
It's good reads.
Okay, so he plays for the Chicago Devils.
Devils.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah. I think he's a point guard. There was definitely basketball stuff in there that I did not understand. I was like, Liz. But anyways.
As the wife of a basketball boy who likes basketball, I can help fill in with stuff
I
that I don't really know.
I would love to show this to Jeff and see what he says.
A point guard.
They were talking about screens.
Okay.
He
this
put
is like
a screen on my defender.
Yeah, I think that's like blocking, like just defense.
Right, yeah.
Put up a
it's
screen.
Blocking, it's defense.
So like
I don't
blocking?
Think it's physical screen, but I think like they usually raise their hands.
But he said screen like four times.
I think you misread and it's screen. And then on the court, they were just like, what if I just scream in this guy's face?
Just yell at him.
And
yeah.
He's just like, whoa.
Yeah, I have no idea. I was very confused.
I think like a screen is like, you know, they'll wave their hands. It's like maybe like a mime, like making a screen.
Okay.
And they're just doing like sick dancing.
But I think a point guard is like the guy who shoots all the, it's like a Jason Tatum.
Yes, he's definitely the shooter.
Okay.
He's shooting.
I'll dive
he's
in shooting. More when we get to the baseball book. I'll let you guys know.
That's where you're really going to shine.
Yes.
Yes.
Gaggers and homers.
Hoagies and
hat nags.
Okay. I literally got one sentence into
See,
the
that's pretty far. That's pretty good. We're doing all right. Okay, so he plays basketball for the
Devils. He's the newest captain of the Devils. And the last thing.
Why are they raising your hand?
No. Why are they always the newest captain?
He just got appointed captain. His which I was going to explain
in a new
this
phase in his life, so he's ready to bring in a relationship.
Chapter.
You know,
I'm going to explain this fucking later.
I'm going to shut the fuck up. Okay,
what if we were like quiet for 2 minutes?
Doubt it.
Yeah, 2 minutes.
He's the newest captain of the Devils, and the last thing I needed this year was for Indy. Ivers, my sister's best friend, to move into my apartment.
Mm.
She's messy, emotional, and way too tempting.
It's not her 2 minute spot, but why does she live with him?
We made it 20 seconds.
I'm going to tell you.
But wait, why? Like, what?
I can tell
something,
you.
Something.
Raise my hand, I guess.
I'm going to tell you everything.
Okay.
Just let me read the synopsis. We'll guess the pages.
I thought you were
okay. No, I'm never you? Done.
You. Go. Oh, yeah.
You raised your hands. Hand.
Emily, be quiet.
Okay. We don't need to know everything.
I'm going to sit on my hands.
But when the team's general manager vocalizes his blatant disapproval of my promotion to captain, referring to me as unapproachable with no work-life balance, I can't think of a better way to convince him otherwise than pretending to date my outgoing roommate. The only problem, faking it feels far too natural.
That's the same problem every time.
Yeah, okay. It feels too good.
It's too good.
Having a fake girlfriend wasn't supposed to be messy, but having Indy under my roof and in my bed is complicated, especially when she wants all the romantic parts of my life that I could never give her.
I just cracked my neck really good.
You are not allowed to edit that sound out.
The cracking noise.
Put in a little trigger warning right before.
Okay. Indy, okay. I never imagined I'd be living with my best friend's brother, NBA superstar Ryan Shea. Even more unbelievable, he needs me to act like his loving girlfriend who's suddenly changed him into a friendly and approachable guy. Because, well, he's not. He's controlling of his space and untrusting of others. Our arrangement isn't one-sided, though. I'm in a wedding coming up, one where every one of my childhood friends, including my ex-boyfriend, will be in attendance.
Oh, I love it. I love the jealousy.
There's no better date than my celebrity's ex-hero.
Oh, my God.
Her ex, who's shitty, they were together for years, and then something went wrong. You can fill in the details.
Yes.
He, like, idolizes Ryan Shea.
Blurred what if lines. I brought Marcus Smart to something? Jeff and I for
oh
whatever.
Oh, my God.
Whatever. Glenn Powell.
Whatever, like, horrible reason Jeff and I break up, which would never, ever
he would
happen.
Poop himself.
And Angel Baby, I know you're listening to this. And you're going to be like, we're not going to break up. We're not breaking up. This is a joke. This is hypothetical.
Eric, we're done.
This would be like if I brought Marcus Smart to something, he would cry.
He would cry. Sometimes I'll go to wrestling shows with Eric, and before he got like really big, Orange Cassidy was at a local show, and I was joking with Eric, like, I want to go talk to him, like, ooh, maybe I'll go flirt with him. He's like, these guys would actually take you up on that. Please don't.
No, you're my wife. Quit it.
I die.
I love that there's a jealousy factor in it. Mm-hmm. She's the grumpy sunshine of like the tidy messy. Mm-hmm. She's going to soften him up. I don't know.
Okay, a little more to go. Blurred lines make it almost impossible to separate the real from the fake. Falling for my roommate was never a part of the deal, especially when Ryan is quick to remind me that he doesn't believe in love. Mm. I'm a romantic, and I can't help fantasizing that he'll change, but soon enough, I find myself questioning if I'm sharing a roof with my best friend's brother was the right move after all.
I bet it was.
I bet it was.
I bet they're soulmates.
What page do you think?
Ooh, how many? 700?
499.
499?
Okay.
I'm going to say 137.
213.
Ooh.
Mm, 183.
Wow, right in the middle.
Right
You're
in the
so
middle.
Good at this.
Aww,
slash
look at us.
Not.
Slash we don't know what we're doing.
Whoops.
189, is that what you said?
Yeah, 183.
183. Oh,
I support that.
Yeah, okay.
Some things that happen in the book, Mile High, is Indy got cheated on by her boyfriend.
Is.
They won the Stanley.
Shitbag that's at the wedding?
Indy yeah, the one the she's going to see
at the wedding. Okay.
Yes, that's her ex. Yeah.
They Does he won play on the team?
Sorry. No, he's nobody.
He's okay. Just some random shitty dude.
Okay.
Who's a fan.
Sucks. I'm
Actually,
sorry.
You know can't what? You just tell?
He really reminded me of Dick the Third.
Yeah. That's what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
It's funny because they're high school sweethearts and they both went to college together and they both got similar business degrees. And she was actually supposed to be hired by the same firm that he was hired by. Mm. And she was going to make more money, but it really wasn't her like jam anyways. Mm. But she definitely is one of those like playing that like Stepford Wives role.
Right.
They're set to be engaged, you know. The whole situation.
Yeah.
But anyway, they won the Stanley Cup and she ended up coming home early and caught him in bed with somebody. Like she was supposed to be out on the road still with the hockey team.
That's kind of her fault for coming home early.
Yeah.
Right?
How dare you?
Right.
So
she couldn't have gotten him tickets to the game.
Hello.
At the time, Stevie was living with Ryan. And so she comes over to Stevie and Ryan's apartment. And she's basically like sobbing that she just walked in on her name's Alex.
This works because remember my ex who's dead in a ditch?
His name's Alex.
When he was alive, his name was Alex.
R.I.P.
He was my high school sweetheart and now he's done.
Dead.
Wow. So now he's dead. Skis. Was it because he brought his hero to a wedding? Eric was his hero?
I hope he listens to Fuck Face.
Oh my God, I die.
Okay, so they were living together. She comes home, finds out he's cheating. Who's he cheating on her with?
So and then she's sobbing. That's the first time she ever meets Ryan.
Okay. Mm.
And he doesn't have a shirt on, which is something that she always brings up. Nice. It's so funny because she even talks about this like in the book is that even when she was like sobbing over Alex, she was like, oh, fuck, he is hot. Like, what's up? And she was like, why am I thinking about this guy like this?
Women contain multitudes.
Yeah. Oh, I could be with this dickhead that doesn't want to marry me, but I do all the wifey duties, even though he just keeps me as a girlfriend. Or my friend's brother, who's a super fucking hot NBA star. Mm-hmm. Like,
he's 19 feet tall. He's
why
famous.
Do I feel something for him?
And then the night that everybody finds out that Stevie and Xander are actually together, they're out on the road and Ryan's there and he invites Stevie's ex. Indy gets wasted and throws up all over Ryan.
Yes.
Yes. So that is their two interactions that they've ever had.
Him shirtless and her puking.
Yes.
Her sobbing. Oh. Him shirtless in his apartment going, the fuck?
And yeah, then, who's oh the fuck God. Is this?
That he's like, your friend's a fucking mess. Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
He's a train wreck. Yeah. I love it. Because also, like, you should be yourself if you're going to be in a successful relationship.
Yeah.
They should know what they're working
yeah.
with.
Yeah.
This is me. So the book opens up with Stevie asking Ryan a favor. So Indy went home to Florida with her parents because she has nowhere to live, but she has to come back to Chicago to keep working for the Raptors,
right?
I guess.
Oh, right. She's the with hockey the team. Hockey team.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she has nowhere to live and she can't really like afford anything. Mm-hmm. And she also, this is like a total like side note, but she has like a fertility issue, like a genetic fertility issue where like her mom had it too and her eggs are rapidly aging. And so since she's not getting fucking married and not starting her life, she is like, I need to freeze my eggs ASAP. So in order to save money, live in Chicago, she literally would have to live with like a roommate.
Yeah.
And she's like answering some pretty shifty ads.
Well, it's expensive to do that. Also, shout out to the author for putting in like real life shit. Not also like dramatized or like stupid where you're just like, oh yeah, like a lot of women have to think about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that it's expensive because you have to like be harvested. Okay, so she's answering these random ads and then it's like, oh wait, I could ask my best friend if I could.
Well, no, Stevie comes up with the idea. Oh. And she doesn't want to stay with Stevie because her and Xander are like newly booed up.
They're eating pizza and fucking
and
drinking IPAs.
That's exactly what Indy says, and she's like, I'm not down.
She's not wrong.
So obviously she just moved out of Ryan's place and she knows that he has a room. Uh-huh. And since the schedules are basically opposite.
Oh my God, how perfect.
Because of, you know, the Chicago teams, they share the arena, so they're literally never going to be in town at the same time.
True.
And he doesn't need rent money.
She's already thrown up on you. Like, yeah, she probably won't do it again.
Yeah, like, we already know each other. Like, you know I'm safe. I'm friends with your sister who's dating the other guy. Like, I'm cool. I'm not going to, I don't know, sell stories to TMZ. I don't know.
Yeah.
And dickhead boyfriend. Is she already broken up dickhead boyfriend at this point?
Oh, she literally, like, never looked back. She, like, left that day and,
good
like,
for her.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
But, yeah, she's still reluctant because she's like, you're my best friend. That's your brother. And I told you, like, day one I met him, I wanted to hump him. So.
She's like, that might be, like, hard to live with him.
Really bad or really easy, one of the two.
Yeah. Stevie also mentions that in the whole time that she lived with Ryan, he never had girls over. Mm. And so Indy just assumes that maybe he just like hooks up on the road, maybe.
Okay, it's Tristan Thompson kind of vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yes.
Barbara's just blindly agreeing.
I was just going to say. Yeah.
He's the one that cheated on Khloe Kardashian on the road, like both times she had a baby. Tristan Thompson did.
I'm starting to see a pattern here.
Yeah. But he's not like this. Ryan is the good guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alex dead. Bye. Ryan.
Yes. So she moves in. Immediately, she just makes like a huge fucking mess all over his apartment, which I feel like is just like, you know how when you're like organizing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You make a really big mess. But
you have to make a mess in order to clean it.
Yeah.
She wasn't piles. Planning yeah. on him to come home because he had like some big event, but he oh. ended up coming home early.
I wasn't, that's not how it's supposed to be yet.
Yeah.
I assume his house is like super sleek and oh modern my God. And just like, sexy.
Nothing. Black clean. And white, no pictures, literally so clean. Four plates, four knives, four spoons, four forks, mm-mm. four cups.
This man needs some color and flavor in his life.
That's yeah. exactly.
I wonder if Indy will bring it.
Ooh, yes.
Vroom vroom.
Some indigo.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Vroom vroom.
Like Indianapolis, like where the Indy 500 is.
Okay.
Like I'm NASCAR. With you now. Vroom, 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 vroom,
vroom. So anyways.
Okay.
She's like, I'm moving in.
I'm here. I'm unpacking. I gotta put my shit away.
I'll clean it up, you know. Yeah. But he throws a huge fit.
How huge is this huge fit?
She asks him if he wants to have breakfast in the morning or like coffee or something so that they can get to know each other and like yeah. talk mm-hmm. about the place or whatever. And he's like, make no mistake. Like, I don't want you here. I don't want to get to know you. This is a favor to my sister. My sister doesn't. I don't know if you
like,
remember
just stay out of my way.
From the books, like Stevie didn't have a lot of friends growing up because people yeah. were always using her to get to Ryan.
So Ryan doesn't let people in and Stevie doesn't let people in because they've both been burned before.
Yes. And remember,
but Indy's different.
Stevie had like the mean friends who were like, yeah. what's up with your brother?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. But Indy wasn't part of that friend group.
No.
They were coworkers. Like, they were always playing together.
So. Yeah. Right. Indy's a new friend.
Because that's also when Xander came in too, whenever the friends at the bar were being shitty.
Yes. Yeah. And he rescued her.
I remember.
So that's one of the biggest reasons why he lets Indy move in is because he feels responsible for her not having friends.
Okay.
And so he kind of tells her that, obviously, like, in a mean way.
Make no mistake, I don't want you yeah. here. Sounds yeah. like there's a hard show. We need to go ahead and...
Uh-huh. Yes.
And he slams his door.
He does. And she throws a shoe
yeah.
at his door.
Good girl. And yeah, she's like, I'm not going to back down.
Yeah. yeah. It's funny, too, because, like, he had been, like, practicing trying to be nice.
Aww. This idiot. I'm sorry. This he was sweet like, boy.
Like, he's obviously, like, not stoked to have, like, a roommate that he doesn't know.
Yeah.
But okay. he's trying to just be, like, nice and, like, welcoming. Like, I'll have a key for you. Uh-huh. Like, you know, if you let me know if you need anything. But he was, like, none of that sounded right. And then, obviously, he didn't do anything nice. He just, like, flew off the
He's
handle.
Like the Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
100.
Oh. When he tries to, like, do something. Yes. He's like, Yeah, he's a beast. Okay.
And your she's about impressions it. Are so fucking spot on. I love it. That's exactly the Beast.
Yeah.
How tall is he?
So he's actually really short.
19 feet tall.
Yeah. Mm. He's short for the NBA. He's only like 6'4", 6'3".
Okay.
And that kind of like comes up because he hasn't won any championships. He hasn't won MVP. So he feels like he doesn't get like
recognized
respect on the court. Right. So he gets manhandled a lot, especially because he is a smaller guy compared to other people on the team.
Yeah. Short king. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, still tall as fuck.
Yeah.
That's literally a foot taller than me almost.
Yeah. But when you see like Steph Curry or something out there up against like a Giannis, tiny. You're like, oh, okay. Yeah. You're see that.
Maybe.
You
know? Yeah. Yeah.
What do they look like?
I don't know if you remember, but Stevie was mixed. Her uh-huh. mom has red hair and her dad is black.
Right.
Yes. So they have like chestnut like curls.
Okay.
But the mom has like blue green eyes and so do they.
Okay.
So of course they've got.
I see Blake Griffin.
The one that dated Kendall.
Yeah.
Jenner.
The kind of curly auburny yeah. hair.
He might be a little darker than that. Like more like caramel kind of like skin. That. Yeah.
Okay.
The way they're described in the book anyway.
There's that
actor. He's kind of light, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think he's, I don't know what he is.
Yeah.
There's that actor on the later seasons or like halfway through. Fuck, maybe just like a third of the way through. Grey's Anatomy. He plays Jackson Avery.
Yes.
And he's got really light blue eyes. And
yes.
It's like, yeah. He's very pretty. I don't know about his acting, but he's very pretty.
Yes. Yes. Who isn't he? No, I'm thinking of Diana Ross's.
You're thinking of
son.
Diana Ross's.
Oh,
son.
Yeah. He's very pretty.
Yeah. But that's the same thing. Like, he's mixed mm-hmm. and he has, like, green eyes or something.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't looked into his eyes. I'm not Ashley Simpson.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Actually, you know what is so funny?
You're not?
No. Is it crazy?
Is I went onto Pinterest and I saved a bunch of hot guys.
Oh,
I made some folders.
We have to do the work for you because otherwise you'll be like Elon Musk.
Yeah. I'm like, Barbara, these are the guys you're into, right?
I love Cybertrucks.
we really need to
They're
dial it in though so we can have like a nerd group and like a
yeah
like
people
a
that I can
one.
Choose from
yes.
I
love it
because why choose
Wide shoes. Yes.
Wide shoes. Yes. Okay, what was I saying?
You were about to say what Indy looks like.
Indy looks like.
Oh, Indy is tall, slender, long blonde hair. Oh. She's like 5'9", 5'10". Her boyfriend would never let her wear heels.
Because he's insecure.
Yeah, because he's a shorty.
So she tall, would say thin, he was... or tall, blonde. Is she thin, curvy, do they say?
She's thin.
Okay.
I'm seeing Sophie Turner. I'm seeing Blake Lively again.
Blake Lively again, yes, yeah.
Blake Lively, definitely.
I'm picturing Blake Lively. I think she can play the kooky, messy without being adorkable.
Like, kind of, like bohemian, yeah. But, like, elegant.
I'm picturing, yes. Remember that movie with Ben Stiller and... what's her name? Jennifer Aniston, where she's on Along Came Polly. She was all messy and he was more uptight. That's the kind of dynamic I'm picturing, but definitely like a hotter dude.
Way hotter. Trick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. My visuals are there and they're normal visuals.
So she moves in and it does not go well.
So they wake up in the morning and he ends up cooking her breakfast anyway.
As like an apology?
As an olive branch. Okay. Yeah, okay. He definitely apologizes.
But it's still super tidy, cut very neatly, I bet, like just served
beautifully. He cleans as he goes, which you're supposed to do, and no one I know actually does.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is where, this is where she tells him that she's vegan.
Oh.
Yeah.
He didn't know.
He didn't know. But he's like, that's cool.
That's cool. Here, have a strawberry.
It's not poison.
You're not allergic, right?
Oh, I think when he was mad at her the night before, he called her Indiana. And so when they're at breakfast, she was like, I just want to tell you that my name's not Indiana. It's Indigo.
Okay, Indiana.
And he's like,
okay, Indiana.
So your parents named you Blue? And she was like, no, it's Indigo. And then that's when he gives her the nickname Blue.
Oh, I
never tell you the fucking nicknames, and then you read them in the sex scenes, and you're like, what?
Who the fuck is this? Who the fuck is Blue?
So I think this might be the first time in 21 episodes that I've actually told you the nickname.
That
so
I won't get confused.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, and then I have to tell you the backstory.
Yeah, you're like, oh, wait, that's the thing. He just called her that. I don't know.
So he gives her a key, and it doesn't work. Oh. So she has to go down to... practice.
Okay, like the facility.
Yes. And
embarrassing in front of all his friends.
Yes. Everybody's like,
you forgot, you didn't give me the right key.
Everybody is like, who is that?
Because she's a babe.
She's super babe. She's coming in wearing like a sundress.
Breathing.
The door
in.
Closes, it blows her skirt up like Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
What?
So this is where we kind of find out that the GM kind of has like a hard up for him being the new captain. Mm. Like he's
got a hard up.
Yeah, he is.
Well, you know, he's like,
oh,
he's
I
not,
know.
Oh, we
oh
know.
My God. So I guess the old captain, he's still on the team, but he's like, he's a veteran player and he's like going to be retiring soon. Okay. And so he's stepping down from captain's role and the GM can't really say anything about it because it was a unanimous vote by the team.
Okay.
They choose. So
why choose?
I know. Why choose?
They do. I bet they have wide. They have long shoes.
I bet they do. They've got all kinds of shoes.
Like a couple of feet in there.
Dang.
You can put all of our feet in one shoe.
Oh, wide shoes.
We touched feet last episode. We're not going to do that again.
We'll see.
Just interlock your toes.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I remember this, though, with the general manager where he's very like, you can't just perfect your game if you're the captain. You kind of have to be like the glue for the team.
Yes. Especially he is such a great player, but he tends to like warm up alone. He stays after practice by himself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't really like go out with the guys, but he's also like petrified of like being in public.
Right.
But you're I shy, think that they're sensitive. Just.
Yeah. Does he just like not like getting recognized?
I think he just doesn't want to let anybody in. And so. Okay. Yeah. Whenever he goes out, people
expect something. Or
yeah,
want to get
or just like glomming on to him,
yeah.
Want to be around him, want something from him, some way to elevate themselves. Yeah. Or definitely. Brian's problem is that in college he had a girlfriend and he was going to marry her, but she was like, "I'm really religious and I don't want my parents to know that I'm dating anybody." Blah blah blah. So they kind of kept it under wraps, which was fine for him because this was kind of when his fame started picking up.
He's got to focus on the game,
and he was going to be drafted, and so it was just better to like keep out of the limelight.
Yeah.
Then she ended up getting pregnant, and she was like, they were stoked to have the baby, and he was like,
"Oh."
Literally, while he's in Chicago signing his paper, she goes into labor and he comes in there. The girl's acting weird. He sees the baby and there's absolutely no way that this could be his kid. It's her real boyfriend. She has a real boyfriend. It was a complete setup, and that she was only trying to get child support payments for 18 years.
Right.
Oh my god.
That's so sad. That was something like you were telling a scary story where we're like,
uh-huh. I need like a flashlight under my face.
We're like, it wasn't his baby.
He wanted child support. Oh my god. I was locked in.
I saw you.
No wonder he's
everyone in control.
Arm's length, and he has long arms.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Even for a short king, you know?
Yeah. His wingspan is still really big.
Oh my god.
So he's traumatized, obviously.
He doesn't want to get close to anyone.
Yeah. It was even to the point where like he had probably like hooked up on the road with some girls, but he would like take the condom with him because he was like so
he's a freak. I'm just kidding.
And then he'd save it.
What was it like Drake that put like hot sauce in his condoms and then they caught the girl trying to put the it was something like that where like this girl tried to sue him for I guess like cause she had like tried to stick the condom come up in her, but he usually puts hot sauce in it, and then
she burned her coochie.
I also was picturing hot sauce before he like uses it, and I'm like, seems like if I'm going down, you're going down with me. Like
prolongs it.
I think it was something like that where it was like, I'm sure it ruins the sample too, but like also to catch that kind of shit of where it's probably where he's like, I'm not gonna fuck around with you anymore. Like
if you're
I think
if you're
this also could be a
burning.
Total like old like story where it's like how everyone was told that Marilyn Manson removed a rib to suck his own dick. Ugh. But I feel like I remember that. And I said like it, so it's fact. I don't know.
The thing about these types of stories is that at face value, I'm just going to say that's absolutely correct.
Yeah. That you believe it. You know?
Yeah. Sure. Fact.
And current events with Drake.
Ooh. Yeah. What the hell?
Have
happened?
You seen the video?
Ooh,
did you see it? What?
Oh my God.
What am I going to see?
His dick.
Have you why ever, would I want to see it?
Have you ever seen a baby elephant with its like trunk? Like, woo, woo, woo. That's Drake's dick.
Okay, well, I feel like I got enough from that.
It's, you just go, well.
He either wanted
it's
or
like 9/11. You, everybody saw it.
Oh my God. Drake's dick is 9/11.
Okay, yeah, maybe
you
not.
Nobody
9/11.
Wanted to see it, but you saw
you can't
it.
You walk know, this back you now. Can't.
There's no. But Drake did 9/11. Like, I get what you're saying, but like.
Everybody knows where they were when
I
the second tower got hit.
Oh my God!
I was in class.
Oh my God. Well, I was in the break room at work whenever I saw Drake's dick. So that'll go down.
I saw you going baby elephant. Well, and that's going to be my. I was
episode
here.
21.
Just wobbling around. Just blue, blue. It's amazing. But
he either wanted everyone to see it, so I will not participate, or he didn't want everyone to see it, so I will not.
They scrubbed it from the, like, even when my friend would try to send it to
DM,
it would get, like, flagged. I'll never know what happened. I want to do my own research.
It'll come back.
I'll have to meet him.
It was amazing. Anyways, what? Where did we go?
Emily's horned up.
I am.
She's just talking about baby elephants and
taking out Drake's dick and condoms. And so he's like, he ties it up like a little poop bag and takes it with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so.
I was really focused for a while, but now I'm back.
Back to Indy shows up to practice because her key doesn't work.
Right. And cute sundress, blowing, total
give
babe.
Give Barbara a minute.
Are you still thinking about 9/11?
Like, I can just see like the Jackass sketch with like...
Of what?
Fill in the blanks. Who's the guy who's always getting naked and whipping his dick out?
Chris Pontius or Steve-O? Yeah.
Chris Pontius.
9/11.
Come on.
Oh.
But it's a baby elephant and or Drake. Okay, enough.
I
Vanessa,
can see that.
Tell us about this book.
Photoshop that for me.
No. Emily will act it out.
Yes.
We'll build some little towers out of cardboard.
Back to the fucking practice. Why
that'll
am I
be,
now the one?
That'll be... You've always been the one.
I've always been the one.
We'll make that a little bonus content for our Patreon. Oh
baby
what
elephant.
What object do you want to see?
Our first post on Patreon gets us fucking canceled.
Drake did 9/11.
All
okay,
right.
She walks in, sundress blowing. Every guy gets horned up because they're like, who is that? And he's like, oh, that's my fucking roommate.
It just
she
so happens.
That- yeah,
she sucks. She's fucking messy. It just so happens that he's talking to his GM when she comes in. And mm-hmm. this is where we kind of find out his beef with him, not only just the lone wolf stuff, but just that he just doesn't participate in a lot of extracurricular activities okay. with the team.
He like never attends the orgies.
Yes. Yeah. But also he was the physical trying
trainer is like, come on, I need an
dive in here.
Grab a leg.
Get the hot sauce. I'm behaving.
We're being good.
The GM says that she's invited to the orgy too.
She walks in, the GM is like kind of being shitty to him, and she's like, that guy kind of sucks, like what's the deal with that? And he's like, yeah, whatever.
I think he says something about like how you don't have a girlfriend or whatever.
You're not even serious, you can't even have a relationship. Which yeah. also I don't think any NBA
well I don't know exactly what he says. It's not as like
I feel direct. Like in the book he's not shitty so much as he's like stern, disappointed.
You need
dad.
To get your shit together.
Yeah. Okay. Prove to me that, like, fulfill the potential that I see. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And okay. I think it's just one of those things where he doesn't have any work-life balance. Mm. You know what I mean? He doesn't have any friends. He doesn't spend a lot of time with his family. You know what I okay. mean? Like, he just basically plays basketball and goes home. This is right when Indy is walking in the door and he's like, it just so happens that I have a girlfriend.
Like, you're never gonna believe.
This is my girlfriend. She lives with me.
And yeah. so he immediately just like brings Indy over, introduces her, and she goes along with it.
Of course she does. She's good. She's yeah. cool. She's good with
she
the
plays along.
She's vegan.
Free thinker.
Yeah, she plays along too good.
Oh. She grabs a junk.
Baby elephant.
Ooh.
Yes.
What?
No.
Oh. I you like when you lie to us.
We're gullible. Okay, so she then she's like, oh my GM. God, yes, like, let's kiss.
No, she's just like, yeah, so nice to meet you. I'm Ryan's girlfriend, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, okay, well, hopefully I'll see you. They have, like, some charity event coming up.
She's like, I'll be there. Of course. Yeah. Of course.
We also find out that the GM was also trying to hook Ryan up with his niece.
Oh.
She had, like, some, like, bad PR, and he was, like, hooking them up to, like, maybe, like, clean up her image. Mm. And he
so
was
that's
always
why he's pushing that stuff too. And he's like, I already have a girlfriend, don't hook me up with your niece.
Yeah, well, also he was using Stevie as his excuse, always taking her as his plus one everywhere, but now she has Xander. Mm-hmm. So she
he's
really
wining and dining her to all these
yeah. Well, and she's usually attending the events that he's going to with Xander, so okay. he can't really use that anymore.
We're okay. a throuple.
And it's his sister.
Ew, sick.
I forgot about that. I regret a lot of that. Let's talk about 9/11 some more. So they're flirting and fake dating, and how does it get?
So,
she's gonna embarrass her ex, and I don't know.
So
happens.
She's like, you need to clear this up with your GM when they get home.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, come on, it's just one event. Yeah. He was like,
what else is she gonna do?
Exactly.
Just go to the event.
Well, he also ends up saying, I'll go to that wedding with you.
Yep. The barter.
Yep.
And I'll be your plus one. But the problem is that all these people are like her friends from high school. So she's like, if we're going to pull this off, we're going to have to practice.
Yeah, we are.
Of course. Of course. You got to make it look real.
Yes. That's the best part of fake dating. Is
yes.
We can't have it be our first time in front of everybody.
You can't give it away.
Which I was like, how often are you like making out in front of other people anyways?
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Are you
well,
not?
He explicitly.
I guess we just don't notice it when we're with you guys.
He explicitly says no kissing because he doesn't want to fake intimacy. Mm-hmm. But she's.
Was it Stevie like that too? Was she?
We've had a couple.
I get so many things mixed
there
up.
There was in Sweet Oblivion or whatever. She wouldn't kiss him.
Uh-huh.
There, I feel like it's come up in a couple of our books.
I think that that's just because that's so intimate. That
yeah.
There's
I always
a lot
think
of
it's
that.
So funny when they do that. Like, I see, I understand.
Yeah. They're like, I'll let you blast open my vagina, right. but don't
I was gonna say, have
dare
sex.
Peck me. Like,
I was blasting open your vagina, less intimate. I don't want to catch feelings,
like,
but come on.
I fucked you on the kitchen counter, but like,
okay,
ugh.
Well, they haven't fucked.
Yeah, but,
they're talking about more like holding hands,
yeah.
dancing, because he is very stiff and cold. And she's like, if I touch you in front of people and you act away,
right.
they're going to know that this is not real.
It's gonna be really
especially awesome. Because she was with that. I mean, she literally knew that guy her whole entire life, and then now
he's gonna be watching
eight
yeah.
months
right.
later she's with
yeah.
another guy and it's her best friend's brother. Like, it might be suspicious. So she's like, we really have to sell this. And of course,
no,
Indy's a book girl, a smut girl, so
yeah,
she's like, if you see me talking to another man, you have to flare your nostrils and tighten your jaw. And she's like, do you know how to darken your eyes? And he's like,
did she really say that? Oh my god.
And he's like, what the fuck are you reading?
This reminds me of the email that we got where the girl was like, he gave me the knee. Or anytime a guy was told, I don't know if we talked about it on here, where it was like a guy was talking about like how much he liked it. And I was like, darken your eyes, clench your jaw, and like make out with your wife or something.
Oh, he was saying that he was going to act like her book boyfriend and break down the door.
Get in the, Go for it.
Go for it.
Oh, something I want to mention is that he has a lot of books in his apartment, but they're all self-help and like nonfiction. Oh. And they're all in alphabetical order by last name.
Hey, was he me?
That's exactly what I was about to say.
I have self-help and smut.
Yeah. Well, she immediately just throws all her smut on his shelf.
Hell yeah.
And good just girl. Mixes it all up, and I love it. So funny.
I love Blake Lively.
Does she have any book recommendations?
They don't.
She doesn't talk about like
say, I guess,
pucking around. She's talking about
notes. Oh yeah, she loves to puck around.
You guys know about nodding. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I didn't say that.
She's like this book that's about to come out in a year. It's called Bride.
So they use a lot of the events leading up to the wedding as like practice, like the gala and some other things. But okay. I did want to mention that her friend that's getting married, she's basically the best or the maid of honor.
Okay, so she's in the wedding.
Oh. Yes, and she runs into them and the whole bridal party is out trying on dresses for the wedding.
Without her?
Without her.
What the f...
And the bride...
That's kind of a dream scenario, though. Yeah. Like, you're just like, oh, bummer, bye. Bye. Like,
yeah, I guess...
I'll just be a guest.
Send me the fucking dress. No, they're like, we'll send you the dress. But she...
Worst of both worlds.
The bride mentions, like, have you talked to Alex? Like, he's really sorry, and we all miss you.
Is he in the groom's?
Yes, they're all best friends from school. They've literally known each other their whole entire lives.
Okay. Does she know that he fucked somebody else?
Everybody knows.
And she's like, he's really sorry. What in the Stepford Wives?
It was one time. Are you really going to let 22 years of friendship?
Yeah.
And, let's say your groom fucked somebody else. You're good with that?
It's because it's inconvenient for their friend group.
I know.
Basically. It's because she's like, this is really inconvenient for me that y'all are broken up. And that's probably also why they like kind of got distant, is that they chose him over her.
Well, because he's always hanging out. She's always on the road and...
And probably got his side. And he was able to manipulate the situation. To
when he's friends with the guys, they don't care.
Classic fucking Alex.
Fucking Alex.
So, obviously, he starts doing some really sweet things for her. Obviously, like the breakfast. He starts making breakfast for her all the time. She only likes iced coffee, so he puts hot coffee in the refrigerator for her so it doesn't get watered down when she puts ice in it. You know, buys lots of like vegan food for the refrigerator. Also, when she moves in, she has absolutely fucking nothing. And she's like sleeping on the floor.
Doesn't he buy her a bed?
He buys her. She literally comes home from an Amazon package, and it's an air mattress. And she's like, it'll do until I get a bed. And she walks in, and there's a beautiful bed with beautiful sheets and a nice comforter.
Didn't even tell her, just took care of it.
And her favorite color.
You know, he was also like, these are the best sheets because I only have the best things, and I did the research.
Yes.
That's got me horned up.
Yeah. That's nice. Like, that's
blast
nice.
Open your web. Yeah. You can kiss me anywhere.
Yeah. I'll kiss you anywhere.
He's a sweet boy.
Super sweet. Yeah. They go to the gala or the charity event or whatever, and he gets jealous because she's dancing with one of the guys from the hockey team, who is obviously like just her friend, but he gets possessive
and not even like acting. He's like, no, actually, like,
yeah, he's like, oh, that's I want
to
be with her.
He like storms over there and basically tells him to get lost.
Yeah, get lost.
Did his eyes darken?
Probably.
Hockey player probably doesn't even have his teeth.
His jaw was clenched. Hockey player couldn't clench his jaw because he didn't have teeth.
His knees are ready.
Yeah.
There's also like a couple of points where he gets a boner.
Did she feel it?
Yes.
Nice.
That is inappropriate.
You know it's big, too. You know it's like that NBA.
He,
the National Boner Association.
She always like wants... Oh, my God. She always wants to keep flowers in the house, but she's always out of town. And so he's like, if you tell me what to do, like, I'll help you keep the flowers fresh in the house.
Okay.
And she just thinks it's like the sweetest thing, probably because Alex fucking never that.
He would never.
Never. And he's home on the fucking time.
Yeah.
Useless. Ugh.
So she gives him a big hug, and he can feel like her nipples harden through that's their shirt, that's and he gets that's he gets a big old boner, and he knows that she can feel it because they're hugging.
Well, because he sees her body like go like this, like backwards, like her she's butt like sticks whoa. Out.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
But she doesn't let go.
She doesn't.
Mm, she just keeps stays hugging there. Him. She's yeah, like,
mm-hmm. We've got an R-rated.
She
hug.
Starts climbing.
Xander comes by.
Okay.
And asks for Stevie's hand in marriage.
Oh, yay! Our babies.
And they're going to have a big party. So him and Ryan are talking about that. And but when they're done with the conversation, Ryan's like, so
will you marry me?
People on the hockey team like hit on Indy. Oh. Like, are they nice to her? Like, he's like asking him all these questions. Oh. And Xander's like, you got it bad.
Yeah, he's like, you clever.
Help it. Oh my God.
He cares.
How do they get to fucking? Okay. We've got an R-rated hug.
Yes.
They're going all these like play act. I love when they're
like. When is the first time that they like really.
So Ryan doesn't know that she's like saving money. Oh, for the egg retrieval. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he only makes her pay $500 in rent, but he asks that she put $500 in savings so that she can work towards moving out. Mm-hmm. But she tells him that she's going to do ride share in her spare time. Mm-hmm. And he gets so upset about this because he's like, it is not fucking safe. Yeah. And so he gets home from his game and it's like 3:00 in the morning and she comes in and he's pissed.
Uh-oh. Is she in trouble?
Been worried about you.
She thinks
he's upset about the game, but he's like, no, I was worried about you my whole entire game, thinking about you out there doing ride share.
Oh my God.
And they kind of have this moment on the couch where they're like, she's massaging him because his arm's messed up from the game. Oh, and because
no. It was so tense from yeah, being worried about her.
Mm-hmm. And her legs are like wrapped around him and she's like massage. Behind him massaging.
That's how you do that. Yeah.
Octopus.
When he's like, I was just really upset about you being out an Uber.
Yeah. It seems like your core could use a lot of massage.
Yeah. She's like, what is this?
With
is
my
this
thighs.
An elephant trunk? Oh my God.
It's this technique. You're going to love it. Just give me your knee for a second.
She's basically like telling him that she's ready to move on physically, you know, to try to get over Alex. Yeah. And he kind of freaks out and runs off.
All right. So we still got some lingering drama.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. It's like a little. Like a feral cat where you go, oh, no, not yet.
He's like a feral cat.
Yeah. but like when you're like, oh, it's letting me like feed it. And then you go to pet it. It's like, nope, not there. Not ready for pets yet. Yeah. Okay.
Couple more tries.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the GM invites Indy and him to go camping.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like glamping,
like,
though.
I had a dream and it's all coming
down. Deja vu. They go camping. It's more like glamping. It's like one of those like see through domes.
Oh, okay.
Like on like a.
Is it just them or the whole team?
No, it's like a group. No, it's okay. Ethan, the old team captain, who's like the veteran. He's like besties with the GM.
Okay.
And then the GM and his wife. So it's like three couples.
Captain bonding thing.
So one bed.
They have to share a bed and it's having a dome.
Yes. Okay, wait. I raise my hand again. Okay. Do either of you like camping? Like intense, like rugged camping.
I did
have an air mattress.
I did in the past.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I like it now because back in those days we were just like out there like drinking.
Right. So that kind of makes a big difference.
Yeah, you're so like drunk, you're just like falling asleep in a tent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like these days, like I don't drink, so I feel like I would be like, cool, I'm uncomfortable. There's a rock in my back.
There are bugs around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'd rather die.
Yeah.
I think that I'm at the point where I can do same thing before, but I was like eating mushrooms, but like,
yeah.
And I mean, I'll still do that, but like, that's also what camping is to me. It's like, oh, you just go eat mushrooms and go on a hike, right? But
now, wouldn't that be cool if you did that and then collected all your shit and went home and slept in your own bed for the night?
Yeah.
And the amount of the amount of stuff that I would have to pack into my car whenever we would go camp for me to sleep outside for one night is insane. But like, we rented like one of those little mini Winnies, like a little RV thing, and that was great.
Yeah,
it's like a nice sleep in a bed in a box,
a structure, and there's like a mattress, and there's and then you can probably bring your box fan and like all my heating pads and my sleeping mask.
Okay,
and my,
well, let's not.
I have
camp.
A whole routine. Yeah, but get an RV. Yeah.
I have heard
sleep sketty in the RV.
Yeah,
we were talking about this, I think, before the episode, but we're just going really off track now.
Yeah, so,
sorry.
the longer the better, I say.
I've heard that your sleep routine is intense, and yes. Eric always comes to me when they talk about it on the podcast, uh-huh. and he goes, I didn't mention any of yours. And I'm like, you can. Like, I don't care.
Oh my
and
God.
He's like, no, I don't want to cross any boundaries. And I'm like,
the boundaries of like, that you're like, I like a sleep mask. I like
I'm
a sound
very particular about my sleep. And he's yeah. like, no, I don't want
to. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Meanwhile, Jeff's boy. Like, she shits in the yard. Yeah. Oh my God. Which is not true.
Just lies. Just makes stuff up. Yeah. I know. But no, a sleep routine is very, as you get older, the routine gets more mm-hmm. and more. Now, if I even go to a hotel and I can't get an extra blanket because I need the weight of it.
Yes.
Probably for the tism or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But then I also need a fan and it's a whole mm-hmm. situation. So.
Yeah. No, okay. Yeah. Anyways. So we'll never go camping. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they do. It'll be-
yeah, but there's a bed and a bathroom.
Yeah, like that's the only kind of camping I could do. Yeah. It's like here, go into this little like.
Yeah, it's like it's like a dome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it has like a bathroom.
There probably aren't bugs.
Probably not.
There you go.
There's not. There's no bugs.
There you go. Beautiful.
There's no bugs.
Oh my God.
There's only like snuggle bugs.
Oh my God. Baby elephants.
Mm-hmm. That's one anaconda. So they go into the one bed. What is that? You were on video.
You're just sticking your tongue in.
Is this when like first coming is?
No.
But there is some like sexual tension.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
So
is.
They go into their little dome and they get set up and
wait.
I'm gonna read this. Oh,
part.
The
raising
what?
The raising so again.
What?
Doesn't she sit on his lap at some point?
Yes.
Yeah.
With that. Does she feel her his boner again?
Yes.
Nice.
So
that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up.
We should have had him.
That's what's up.
They're in the little dome thingy and he's like, we should get out of here before people think we're fucking. And she's like, if we were in here fucking, people would know because I'm really loud. And he's like, immediately boner city. And he's like, you're just gonna have to go out there without me because I just need a minute. And she like looks down and sees it.
Oh my God, I love
it. And
she's
surprised.
Dang, just poof. Okay.
But then she's sitting on his lap a little bit later at the campsite and pretty much the same thing happens.
Yeah. Oh, no. She rises up like 6 inches. Whoa.
There's a snake around here.
Another sweet thing that he does is that she forgot to like tell anybody that she was vegetarian and he brought a bunch of stuff.
He didn't even ask. He just had it ready. And she was like, oh shit. And he's like, I got you.
He's like, it's fine. She's like, it's fine. I'll probably just eat bread or something. And then he like comes back with a cooler and he has a bunch of stuff for
his
her.
Acts of services are just. Mm-hmm.
She tried. That's another thing in the book. She's constantly trying to figure out what his love language is. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't have because he doesn't believe in love.
Right.
But she's
so guarded.
Constantly trying to figure it out.
It's all of them.
So that's why she's trying physical touch.
It does sound like all of them.
Yeah. He needs them all.
Yeah.
So like camping trip is done and then but they don't fuck on the trip.
No, but she's coming out of the shower and it's little in there and so he's going to pass her to go to the bathroom and her towel gets caught on him.
On the motor.
Oh no.
And she's totally naked and their bodies are like pressed up against each other.
Oh, no.
Oh my God, what am I gonna do?
So then he goes and he jerks off in the bathroom in the shower with her body wash.
Oh.
So when he comes back Careful. To bed, he smells like her body wash and okay. she notices.
Which maybe he just washed himself.
Yeah.
Men don't have to worry about their pHs.
This
but
is
yeah, so lucky.
But you do need to worry about transferring pHs.
Right. Like it could be, I mean, but thankfully they didn't fuck that night.
Yes.
But she, it's also probably for him to be an NBA player in a small shower. It's also like,
just rocking the dome.
There's no way that his elbow wasn't hitting or his wrist or like, there's no way that it wasn't
shower curtain.
Like, the shower head's like right here.
He's acting like that's her head. Like,
he does imagine a whole entire scene with dialogue in the shower.
He is such a romantic.
He's also 14 years old. He's also jerking off in the shower. He's like, I gotta take a long shower.
Pretty little romantic. Oh my God.
Oh, it's because he's so sweet.
They do have some really sweet moments in the bed. Mm-hmm. Like he offers to sleep on the floor, obviously, but he doesn't.
That always.
But they.
Oh, I'll be a gentleman. No.
No.
They like, they're holding hands.
She's like, what if I get cold? Where am I going to put my toesy woesy?
What if I'm scared? There could be a bear.
You can't make my toesy woesies roasty toasties.
this is where they tell each other their secrets. about
like girls what? Having a sleepover. I said something
about that. Have you ever slept? Okay, so like one time, two, no, three, four, five, six.
You're gonna live in a mansion.
Ooh, wow. Okay, B-L-U-E. Okay.
No, so this is where just... he tells the story about the college girl
with the flashlight under his chin, and but they're under and the covers, wasn't... like, nah.
And it wasn't my baby.
And,
was...
and his name was Alex. So they're whispering secrets to each other. And he's a little vulnerable, and she's like, oh, okay, this is why he's this way. I'm just more just peeling back the layers.
Well, she's like, you're such a good fake boyfriend. Why are you single?
Right.
You know?
You're a sweet boy.
And so this is when he tells her about the college girl.
Yeah.
And then this is when she tells him about the egg retrieval, and that's why she's saving money.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm going to increase that rent. If you have money to save...
Oh my god.
He's like, why don't you let me go in there and get some eggs out?
Oh my god.
He's like, maybe it's that, like, you need my big long dick to get in there.
Stimulation.
Oh my god.
Yes. Let me stimulate you. Okay, continue.
Women in STEM.
He actually tells her he doesn't want her to give her any more rent money.
That's because he's a good boy. Yeah. He's a sweet boy.
I think also she kind of confesses that Alex was kind of always like, why are you so desperate to be a mom? Like,
just clearly I want more of you in the world.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, bless his heart for being such an asshole, because then she was able to break up with him and not have his spawn.
That worked out.
You know?
Yeah. I just cracked my neck really good again. All right, Vanessa.
This is where it ramps up.
Oh, we're ramping up.
Oh, she's can't swallow.
Swallow.
Oh, that's a new one.
Swallow.
Swallow your drinks.
Spit it into someone else's mouth. Vanessa, get over there.
Okay. The GM gives...
We're ramping up.
Yeah, we're ramping up. Here we go. The GM gives Indy his courtside tickets for the game.
She's taken.
For the game the next day, and she takes Stevie and Xander with her.
Love it.
She's never been to one of the games before. He's definitely, like, ignoring them, like, really hardcore. But he notices that she's, like, checking out his butt, and he, like, kind of smiles at her and says something to her. And the guy from the opposite team notices...
Oh, yeah!
And that this is, like, his maybe his girlfriend or something. And he's been trying... Like, he claims that he's, like, been a rival of Ryan's since, like, the college days, but really it's one-sided.
Yeah.
And no one can ever rev or rile him up on the court.
He's so controlled. He's so focused. He's cold.
He's literally, like, a robot. That's what they call him.
Oh.
And so the guy pretends... The ball's flying out of court, and so he... Yes. And she spills her drink all over. Ryan runs out there and fucking grabs him. He gets fouled for it.
Dang. It's a technical.
Yes.
It was. And then he murders him.
Yes.
Yeah.
He burns down a gas station.
Yes. He set him on fire in the middle of the court in front of everybody.
I knew it.
The mascot helped.
The mascot lit the match.
It was fucking epic.
Shut up.
Nah. And then Ryan went to jail and they got married.
She had visitation.
Oh, and then she had the baby in the jail.
For the stimulation.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's all that happened in Ryan's head.
The end.
So he goes and he's like, get the fuck off of her. Get out of here. And she's all like, oh my God, I'm soaked.
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh my God, Ryan has lost his mind.
Yeah. Everybody is like, what is up with Ryan?
This girl.
So then she's waiting outside with Stevie and Xander, and they're waiting for Ryan to come out from getting dressed. And she hears someone calling her name, and it's fucking Alex.
Why is he there?
I thought I dreamed this because he's a little fan boy.
He's at
little
the game.
Fan.
And he's there with all the groomsmen, and they're all wearing Ryan Shay jerseys.
There is nothing better.
Okay, so wait. So when they ran into the friends at the... Has she made any sort of public stuff about, like, this is my new boyfriend? Like, any posts? Anything that they would know that, like, this... She knows him or she's
I don't know.
With him.
I mean, they might have been photographed at that gala.
I feel like I remember Alex had no idea she was with him.
I don't remember what
he said. I don't think he was like, what are you doing here kind of thing.
Well, he was like, since when are you a sports fan? And then he's like, oh, I forgot that you're best friends with Ryan's sister. That's why you're here.
How do you forget that? If you were here,
because he's
fucking,
Alex, he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, he can't remember shit about her. Shit.
Yeah. So
he's like, I'm a huge fan of this guy. Oh, you know his sister? Forgot.
He says something about, I just want to let you know that, like, there. We have plus ones to the wedding, and I just want to let you know I'm bringing somebody, and I just wanted to give you the heads up.
I literally don't care. I mean, I deeply care, but
she's pretty upset, and she's probably about to start crying.
She's like, it's probably not fake. Their mind's fake, but it's not fake.
Ryan comes out at this exact moment and sees her talking to him and sees that her eyes are all misty, and he runs up and he kisses her.
I need to, like, turn off my camera and have a moment to myself.
He kisses her like nobody has ever been kissed before.
Long and deep and passionate. Mm. And it's like everything built up to that moment with the jealousy tucked in that you're like, yes.
The revenge.
Yes.
After the murder.
Yes. Yes. This is the other murder.
He makes a break up. From the
smoke coming out behind him.
He's still cuffed.
The mascot's still behind him, ready to go.
Oh, get out.
So then she's like,
wait, because there's more to that, isn't
there?
He
goes,
oh.
I didn't know you were talking to somebody. He's like, how do you know my girlfriend?
Excuse me?
And he was like, oh, are you just a fan? Did you want an autograph?
He offers him an autograph.
All the bros go crazy. They get their Sharpies out. Alex says, I don't want my signed because I borrowed it from a friend and I don't think they'd want me to return it with Sharpie on it.
You fucking liar.
Oh,
classic Alex.
God.
What friend wouldn't want Ryan Shay?
She's also
autograph?
Like, you're a big fan of him. Like, what? Yeah, but I bet if he checked his DMs, he would find that Alex DM'd him and be like, good luck at the game tonight.
Really rooting for you.
Hey, we're really rooting for you.
Oh my god. Ugh, god. Yeah. I mean, that's better than sex.
I love that. He's perfect.
I love this author.
Is this
always...
my new boyfriend?
Yeah.
He's a good one.
This
he
author.
Makes breakfast every morning? Himself?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Buys you a bed?
He knows I am insane
with
about my
cute
sleep.
Bedding?
So they kiss. So now that barrier has been broken.
Yeah, she's like, it didn't feel fake at all. Mm-hmm. They're having like this major fucking miscommunication, which drives me insane. And the only reason why it's bearable is because you get their POVs. So you know all the, this is one of the things I like about the book, is that you know all the secrets up front.
Right.
Mm. So you're like, I can't wait till you find out the truth. You know what I mean?
Dummies.
Because a lot of this we know even from Mile High. So none of it's like really like new to us. But they're... he thinks that based on things that she said that she's not ready for a relationship because she's fresh from something and she's just looking for physical, like a rebound. And he's like, I haven't been with anybody seriously. And if I'm going to do this with somebody, I don't want somebody who's on the rebound.
Right.
So they're having this like weird thing. And then she's also like calling into question, like, did she ever really even fucking care about Alex? Because she's so horned up by Ryan, and she's confused.
That's what happens. You get out of one of those like shitty bad relationships, and then you're with someone else. You're like, oh, is this what it was supposed to be like? Yeah. Wow, I wasted. But it was a familiar thing before.
Well,
I was talking to a friend recently who went through a breakup kind of like that, and it was literally like, it's a little bit out now. It's a lot out now, and it was very like, I literally don't remember why
we were together.
I don't. I mean, for the life of me, I'm just like, what?
It's always a step where you look back at exes and you're like, wow, I was like really bummed out about you. Yeah. Like, gross. Gross.
All right, cool.
Wow, you're not even cute.
I think also, oh my God. Anyways, they're just having big miscommunication.
Right.
She's got to process. He's got to, you know, melt his hard exterior. And
so when do they finally fuck?
Yeah.
So I didn't know about the coming.
This kind of catapults her into this. Are these feelings like true?
Yes.
Because I was just with Alex, I was ready to marry him, blah, blah, blah. So she thinks like she just needs to fuck and like get it out of her system. So she downloads Tinder and goes out on a date with some rando. And he's being kind of creepy. She's had a drink and she didn't drive, so she needs a ride. And she calls Stevie, and Stevie's out of town with Xander. And Rio's drunk, and so
that's another character.
Rio, I was like, who the fuck is Rio?
I thought you look at me like
he's one of the
hot. He saw me run through every name I've heard. Like, I haven't heard that one yet.
I'll translate.
He's the hockey player from the team that she's really good friends with. Okay. It's the one that he's obsessed with Ryan.
Right.
And she's always, like, dancing with him to make Ryan jealous.
Oh, yeah. He's fun.
He's really sweet. He's really young.
Okay.
He's a girl's girl. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and jump ahead and say that Ryan has to go pick her up.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Look at that.
He storms into the restaurant.
Yeah, he does.
And she burns it down. He
9/11.
Kills everybody.
Rips that guy's throat out.
He just throws her over his shoulder. A helicopter right into the bar.
Hot sauce on his dick.
Just flopping around.
Oh my God.
The end.
Okay. So he comes in.
Yeah. And everybody's staring at him. Yeah. Like, everybody's like, holy shit. And he basically just, like, takes her out, almost punches the guy. Did he fucking touch you? All of that good stuff.
All that good stuff. Mm-hmm.
So when they get home, he's like, what were you doing? Why are you hanging out with some guy? Especially when we're in a fake relationship and I'm famous. Like, someone could see you. Yeah. And so she's like, I need it. To get it out of my system. I need to see.
Get it in my system.
Yeah. Mm. And he was like, so you're going to let that fucking guy fuck you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like in the bed that I bought for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, especially when you've been feeling my boner and we've made out. Like,
Did I not tell you about the dialogue from the shower?
Like, yeah. Do you not smell your body wash on my dick?
It
only?
Was a beautiful scene. Oh, yeah. Okay. So does he offer?
Basically tells her, if you need help, I'm here.
Hell yeah, girl. Go get it. And she's like, no, I can't.
She's like, yep.
He gives her the knee.
Oh, hey. Okay. All right.
This is where we find out that Ryan is celibate.
Oh, right.
Because
he has
trauma around the like.
He hasn't been
stuff.
With anybody for 2 years.
But his knees have.
Yeah.
Yes.
His knees and his hands have been all over the place.
So
that showerhead.
He's willing to get her off, but he's not willing to penetrate.
Okay. Until he's like, I'm going to go take a shower. Just turn the water on.
I need
on.
A nap. Okay.
You want more of that body wash? Okay, thanks.
Are we reading the knee scene?
No.
Which one am I
going to read?
Well, there's a couple of times where that happens.
Okay, so we could read 5.
Yeah. No. I'm just saying where they like fool around. Yeah, like right. He's like, you touch yourself, I'll touch myself. But no penetration.
That feels more religious than his ex.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot.
Jesus is with us and we're all playing on our own.
Save room for Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
It isn't until basically they decide to be together that they actually have sex.
Is that before or after the wedding?
Before.
Okay.
Is that what we're reading?
Yes.
Let's do it.
I'm excited for the voices.
So I've highlighted, there's a big chunk in the middle that I didn't highlight.
That's fine.
It's all dialogue about us being together finally.
Yeah, we don't care about that. We're here for that little hot sauce.
I embarrass myself. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
They've already been fooling around at this point, I'll just tell you. He's already like gone down on her, and now she's going down on him.
Ooh, okay.
Watch out for eye contact.
I'm gonna keep my eyes closed.
I'm gonna keep them open. Okay. When my gaze finally makes it to his, he takes his lower lip between. You're already losing it.
Okay, I heard gaze, and I thought different word than gaze. I'm sorry.
You're thinking about Rio?
I'm sorry.
When my gaze finally makes it to his, he takes his lower lip between his teeth, smirking. What are you looking at?
Stop.
Sexy.
Ryan's hot.
He is hot. Ryan's
yeah, so
boyfriend,
he can pull it off.
But, huh. I refuse to play games or make him unsure of how much I want him. You. His chest puffs. You painted a pretty... See, I like him. I can't even do a stupid dude
You're
voice.
Trying to just be like,
aw. I know. I'm like...
Think about Dirk
Marcus
and
Smart.
His elephant.
That's what I'm thinking. Same thing. I love him. I love them both. You painted a pretty picture earlier, but now... Maybe it's just deepened a little bit.
Yeah, that's okay. What I'm saying.
You painted a pretty picture earlier, but now I want the real thing. I glow under his appreciative stare. Oh, he appreciates her. Aww. As I make my way between his legs, falling to my knees.
Oh, I did want to say Ryan hurt himself at the game. They thought he tore his ACL, but
oh,
he
no.
just sprained it. And so it's as big as a balloon.
Oh.
So all of these are positions that are good for his knee.
Meaning him on his back.
Yeah.
Or sitting down. Okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to point out.
His knee swelled up because he'd been using it too much. He's like, I don't know why my knee is really bad. And
weird.
She's like, oh, what?
Seems like there's hot sauce all over
Maybe
it.
Maybe I grinded too hard on it.
You're going to love the knee tonight. Okay.
Palms running the length of his thighs. I watch him, memorize him. His size is intimidating from this angle. Mm-hmm. With his hard length protruding upwards and begging for a release. It's like that little elephant.
Mm-hmm.
My thumb swipes over the head, gathering the bead of pre-cum.
We made eye contact.
You liked that.
I don't care for it.
Fuck. Ryan's head falls back to the chair behind him. His moans and whimpers remind me that he hasn't been touched in too long. And I'm the woman with the privilege to change that. I like that. He appreciates her and she feels privileged. Like,
yes.
There's a lot of just like appreciating back and forth.
And he's protruding.
And he is like at attention.
Huge.
I'll savor every moment. I allow my hands to roam his thighs and stomach, appreciating every dip and curve of his muscular body. Ryan watches me with hooded eyes as he runs his hands over my hair, stroking it softly before gathering it in a single fist.
Hmm.
You know, he's got those big basketball hands.
He's a short king.
He's a short king, but he's got to be able to palm, you know? Finally, I run my fingers over his length. It's hot and smooth, hard. Ryan groans from that alone. There's no way he's going to last long, and I don't want him to. Gently, I place a kiss on the head before licking him from base to tip. Oh, fuck! He curses, and I can't help but smile around him, sensing this controlled man on the brink of becoming unhinged. My lips form a ring, taking him as deep as I can, sucking him all the way back up. See, I was in it.
Okay, yeah, you're like really enjoying this one.
His tip is already leaking.
Okay.
Leaky, leaky tip. But I clean it up with a sweep of my tongue. She laps it up. Blah, blah, blah.
Not looking.
Head bobbing, I stroke my lips down his shaft, swirling my tongue as I go. His words are labored and raspy. Eyes on me, Indy. Looking up, I find him staring at me with dark eyes and a ticking jaw. Attempting to maintain some semblance of control, his hips are twitching, holding back from letting loose and fucking my mouth without restraint.
Goodness.
Hands splayed on his thigh, I hold on for balance, sensing it's coming soon. Goddamn, he exhales. I knew you were going to look so pretty on your knees, Blue.
You guys remember in that Chris Pratt Jurassic World situation?
Oh, yeah.
He calls the dinosaur. Raptor.
Oh, that's
I just keep thinking that when I hear that.
Oh, yeah. God. Like, don't worry, Blue. His praise has me moaning around him before sucking, twisting my hand around the base that can't fit. It's too big.
It's too big.
Ryan's hands cut my cheeks. You can take more. He flexes his hips slightly. Wait, when did she go into him?
She's been sucking out this whole time.
Oh, I thought that... Oh, cheeks. I was thinking butt cheeks. Sorry. Wait, when did she mount him? I need to know. What did I miss? Okay, he's
get means, the Barbies.
He means the cheeks. So it's also I'm thinking chubby bunny, but with like a dick in her mouth. You could take more. She's like, oh, okay. He flexes his hips slightly, pushing more of himself into my mouth. She's like, I know what you're capable of. I had my, oh my God. I had my fingers down your throat. Come on, End. There's this third name so far.
End.
End. You can do it. He's bigger than I've seen, let alone had in my mouth. But with the way my body responds to him, it seems to be made for him. So I relax my jaw and take him further. There you go, he praises. That's my girl. Ooh. I preen at the phrase, melt under it. It helps her to unhinge her jaw a little bit more. I love this kind of control. He's a strong man, but weak for me. Ain't that the truth? Ain't that what we all love want? That. Repositioning it on my knees, I find the right angle to grind myself against my heel.
This part took me
She's resourceful. What the hell? What the?
Oh, she's foot fucking herself.
Like, what is your hand doing? Like, why can't you use your hand?
I guess she just can't fit it all in her mouth.
She's got to brace herself and do some other things.
She's also guiding. Like, you could reach down.
Yeah, you could find a way.
Oh, well, yes, Indy, make yourself feel good until I can take care of you. Just like that. Your mouth feels fucking incredible, baby. Which sounds like you can take care of me now. Like, you got the gist,
we
right?
Can
like,
can
we, like, you know.
Well, he just went down on her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like.
Let's keep going.
Put his dick in her.
Yep.
I flicked my tongue. They're gonna. But allegedly. She has to come on her heel.
What if 9/11 happens and they get interrupted? You gotta take it while it's high.
Never know.
What's she doing with her foot? What if that's how you go out? Come on.
I flick my tongue on the underside of his crown, wanting to see this man's control shatter. Then it does when he fucks my mouth hard. All I can do is keep my eyes on him and let him use me in any way he needs. Blue, he warns, ushering me off him, but I claw to hold on to his hips and stay. I watch as he begins to unravel. This man, who I've only known as controlled and domineering, begins to fall apart around me. The realization that he can't hold it together because of me has me pushing him further into my mouth, taking him as deep as I can. Goddamn, Indy! His fingers curl into my hair, keeping me where I am. He pulses in me, hot streams hitting the back of my throat.
You're gonna hurt your neck trying to
keep having to crack it.
I keep wanting to watch because you do really funny things, but then I get worried. Like when you start to sit up, I go, huh.
Yeah, when I go, the hot streams hitting the back of her throat.
Streams,
hot.
Nope.
Ryan watches until his eyes finally have to screw shut.
That's the screwing the eyes shut.
Oh my God.
His head falling back, I take every last drop as he has every last drop he has to offer, loving the way it tastes on my tongue. He eats a lot of oranges because he's a sports player. Needing him in any way he'll give himself to me. So then we skip a bunch ahead.
Yeah.
God, what was that all? That was all just him talking about. Like, so then they're going to go for round two.
Yeah.
He needs a little bit of time between.
That's why I was like, why isn't he just putting it in her? But he's like, oh, let me just refuel.
He's a professional athlete, but he does need like 1 minute.
Of course.
Well, he also hasn't had sex in 2 years, so he's ready.
He's beyond ready.
Yeah. Like, I got a lot but I think also they're just like, is this okay? Like,
Before, we already did that, so let's have a little bit of check-in moment.
And she's like worried about his knee, like he needs to ice it.
Well, if he finished in her mouth... With his trauma, he needs to make sure that she's fully swallowed it. So he wants to chat with her for a long time.
Have her have a few sips, you know, and be like,
oh, you seem dehydrated.
Right.
You want the mouth off?
If she's in, is she in the process of getting her fertility treatments or is she saving up for it?
She was saving up for it.
Okay. So she's not. Okay. Lifting her up on her knees, she finds my cock and enters it. I hate cock.
Oh, yeah. This is from his.
You don't like that one?
I don't like cock.
Okay.
It's aggressive.
Bummer.
Sorry. Her head falls back as soon as the tip rubs against her entrance.
I don't like entrance. Channel was the worst one so far. Channel though. But entrance. We still have time.
Hey, we never know. There's a lot of different names we use. But he pauses there for too long. Oh, she. Okay, sorry. This is his point of view.
Yes, I'm sorry. His point of view.
You said that earlier. I just didn't.
Yeah, you weren't listening.
Listen. I heard it, but I didn't listen. Breaking my stare away from our connection, I look up to find her watching me. And knowing her, she's checking to make sure I'm okay. Caretaker.
Aww.
I'm more than okay. So as we stare at one another, her brown eyes blazing into me, I hold onto her hips, push into her. a shared gasp is the only sound in the otherwise silent room. That's the- Oh my god. No music, just silence. Just so goddamn tight, I grit out, slowly filling her. Ryan, it's too much. You can take it, I reassure. But at the same time, I halt my movements, letting her adjust. When she's ready, she braces the headboard behind me, lowering herself the final inches until she's fully seated and stretched around me.
I'm just watching Vanessa.
There you go. Such a good girl from the end.
I watched you watch her. This was great.
I want to tie your hands to the chair. Woo. And then
you put like Clockwork Orange at me.
Let me text Eric and make sure it's okay.
Strap
her. We found it.
Strap her head in so she can't turn away.
It's for the episode.
I have to do it. There you okay, her chest falls against mine, both our chests heaving in unison as I hold her there. I knew it, I say breathlessly against her ear.
Knew what?
That you were meant for me. Do you feel how perfectly we fit together? Brushing her hair away, I pull her mouth to mine as she picks up pace, lifting herself to the tip before dropping herself back down.
I pictured a literal brush. Like, he pulls out a hairbrush and he's like, hang on.
He's like, let me get this dinglehopper.
I thought you said dingleberry.
Oh my god. The miscommunication.
The miscommunication.
Okay.
Mispronunciation.
Everything's fine.
Lifting herself up to the... Fuck, I exhale. You feel too fucking good. She moans into my mouth and I swallow the sound, drinking it. Like a starved man. To be honest, neither of us are very quiet between the whimpers and groans echoing off the walls around us. Grasping onto my stomach and arms, she leans back, sticking her chest out, her head falling behind her, and giving me the view of a fucking lifetime. From below, I watch as Indy's tits bounce with her golden skin. So she's laying on her back.
No, she's on top.
Oh, from below. Okay.
He's on the bottom.
He's looking from below. Mm-hmm. Okay. Her blonde hair sticks to her forehead, her lips swollen in deep pink. God, she's magnificent. Which I assume that angle. You gotta be into them. But I bet if I put a camera down here and look, even just look down, I'd be like, woo, that's not a good angle. Watching her overwhelming sense of emotion burns the back of my eyes, and I find myself on the verge of crying like a little bitch because this sentence is such a roller coaster. Crying like a little bitch because for the first time in 4 years, I'm not thinking about anything other than how much I want this woman. I feel free. I feel like myself again.
That's cute, but you can cry and not be a little bitch. But also, well, yeah, don't cry when you're having sex.
No,
cry later.
Yeah, cry about it when you're in the shower.
Sure. I'll be in the shower with you if you want. Like, I'm not saying don't cry in front of me. I'm saying don't cry while I'm on top of you at this angle. Because then I'm going to start thinking that it's come on.
Yeah. And also in those like hot moments, you don't really want to be like, let's unpack this. You again. Yeah. You'd like say that afterwards.
Although they apparently do like to do that.
They do. Stay with me, Ryan. Indy's hands bracket my face, her thumbs fluttering over my cheeks. Stay with me. I wrap my arms around her back, pulling her chest into mine, sniffing away any lingering emotion. I'm with you, Blue. You don't have to worry about that. This is like love making rather than fucking.
How are you feeling about that?
I don't know.
Yeah, conflicted.
Like I'm like good for the story. It's cute, but like it doesn't get me all horned up.
Okay.
She gasps when I flex my hips and thrust inside of her, hitting at just the right spot.
She's like Ryan Shea before Indy came along.
Then she wraps her arms around my neck and hangs on for the ride. The sound of wet skin fills the room. That's macaroni in the dark. That's The sound of wet skin fills the room.
You sounded like when a little kid does a helicopter noise.
As I hold on to her hips and ass, moving her up and down my length, a mixture of warm breath and hot kisses pepper my neck and cheek. I suck on her tits and she scratches my skin while I fill her over and over again. Every muscle is tight as I work our bodies together, but mentally I've never felt more at peace.
I'm so free.
He's living in the moment, not a cell phone in sight.
Cell phone in sight.
He's in the moment.
The cosmos.
Never felt so right as I do in this moment. Never felt so in tune to another person as I do her. She's making him a free spirit, that's for sure.
Mushrooms and camping. Yeah,
they're camping. They're eating, they ate their mushrooms from their camping trip.
And they're in their own bed. This is great.
And she whispers words to remind me of how much I mean to her, how she'll choose me at every given opportunity, how much she wants me, and then that I know I'll never be the same. Right. She cries with a strangled breath. My thumb finds her clip between us, circling it, urging her to the edge with me. Wait, I want you to come, she says. Don't think about anyone else, End. Take End isn't an easy...
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
Go mm-hmm. back to blue. End.
Yeah.
Indie.
On, end. There you go.
Yeah, Indie. Like saying, I don't want to think about anyone else, blue. Don't want to think about anyone else, Indie. Don't want to think about anyone else, End. Like, take what you need. I'm right behind you. Coming up, bringing up the rear of the cosmos.
Choo-choo.
She tosses her head back, exposing her slender throat, begging me to suck and nibble. And when she does, moaning and worshiping my name, I get to feel the rumble of words against my lips. She clenches around me, her tight pussy gripping me even more. And when her mouth falls open in ecstasy, I fall with her. My cock spills into the condom. I let loose. I fully unravel, giving myself over to someone else's control for the first time in too long. In combination with a few select curse words, her name falls from my lips like a grateful prayer, because that's exactly what I am. Grateful. Namaste. He is just, he's grateful to be himself. I feel like, okay, this is good. This is different.
Yes,
it is different.
Because this is more of like, you know that like Xander and Stevie are having this kind of like sex now, you know, where they're like, I'm so in love with you. Yeah. Like my walls are down.
Yeah.
That it is like.
Touching.
Yeah, it's touching and it's realistic, you know.
Well, he's basically like a born again virgin too.
Yeah. And trauma. Like just like if it's like if he was made to feel a secret and then thought he got someone pregnant, went through a whole pregnancy with her, thinking like, oh my God, and probably adjusting his life to it, then to be like, oh, Jinky, it's not yours, Sally.
And also, I was using you the entire time, and, so it wasn't ever about you.
Well, right. And he was in love with her.
Yeah.
And the whole entire time she was sleeping with somebody else. We also find out that...
Was it Ryan? No, not Ryan. Alex.
Oh my God, no. We find out that Indy's room, Ryan's guest room, was supposed to be the baby's room.
Oh yeah.
So, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's
painted
yellow.
This is bordering on breeding stuff because she's one of the fertility treatments.
Lots of babies. He's had some stuff with
babies, and then if they're able to, I assume down the line or in book three, they have a baby.
They do talk about it in book three a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh,
because now we know we got like follow up with Stevie and Xander of like they're married, they're happy, like they're great.
They have that dog. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Rosie.
Oh,
Rosie.
It's Rosie. Yeah. The dog's name is Rosie.
To be honest, though, best character in any book is always a dog.
Yeah. Rosie. Yeah. Immediately star of the show.
I liked it. It's not my usual like smut, but there's a lot of it's my usual like again I said that him I don't remember what I said but him like setting fire to someone on a basketball court was like better than sex or whatever the fuck I was talking about but like you know
but there is like you've seen from his, like his healing because you also see that more from women's point of view too. You had that a little bit with Stevie where she felt comfortable with Xander, she felt loved and seen, where he gets that too. And I just hope, I'm glad that these people are healing this fucking family's problems.
I remember I feel like I liked the second book better than the first one.
I feel the author probably grew and was able to build on their world. Yeah. It's like second season of a series is better. Yeah.
I think it's also like just different dynamics.
It's a totally different dynamic.
Where like you kind of like they're sort of like enemies to lovers, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they don't have like the best first impressions on each other. And then it's like forced proximity, fake dating.
Yeah.
It's definitely got the things that we like. You know what I mean? Where I feel like Mile High is like they liked each other, but they just had this like weird banter, and then they had like the job thing that was holding them back, which is always like whatever. And then Liz Tomford does really good banter. Like normally in books I'd be like so fucking annoyed if they didn't bang into like whatever page that was. I think it was like 300 or something. Like but the fact that they have so many sexy moments and then she does a really good job of like those characters, like the bridal party and the ex, like they're not very like dominating in the book,
but they leave a
good impression.
Like a friend in the bar in Chicago,
but they immediately get rescued from those situations, and it's not like this big deal. It's you know, it's not like it's just sad. Like a thing.
Yeah.
And it's just like a good like side thing or whatever, but just lots of good like good feeling. Squeal moments, yeah. You know?
Mm. What do the good people at Goodreads think?
I think a lot of people had like similar feelings that we did where they liked the second book better than the first one.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of people felt the opposite in some of the 1-star reviews. They were like, Mile High sexy. Was so good, but this was like not
okay
as good.
Hmm. Maybe they're dead inside like Emily.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You're so happy.
Mia said, I really tried with this series and author, but it just really doesn't work for me. It's way too long for no reason, and the romance is full of boring miscommunication.
People are really sensitive to miscommunication.
Yes.
I could see it'd be really frustrating, especially when you have both sides. Where you're like, just fucking say it to each other.
Just fucking talk to each other.
Yeah. I think it makes it a little bit easier when you have both sides. Because then you have all the information. And then you're just like,
right.
Tee-hee.
Two idiots somehow seems less offensive than one absolute moron. You know?
Yeah.
But then also, if you look at any relationship advice show, it always comes down to
communication.
Yeah. That's why the only thing that anyone ever says. Talk to each other.
Why are you asking a stranger on the internet when you can ask the person who yeah. have the answer?
I could sit here and just guess at what the fuck is going on, yeah. but
I think the problem about this. I think the problem in a lot of their conversations in the book is that they don't say exactly what they mean and they leave things out.
I hate that.
Like Ryan's insane. Like, everybody that gets close to me just uses me. And so she's like, oh, does he think that about me? And then in his head, he's thinking until you, but he right. doesn't say it out loud. And so then she's like, well, I guess I should move out.
Yeah, he's just going to think I'm using him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's lots of stuff like that where people just don't really say what they mean though. Or say like
it's relatable
truths.
But like, yeah. like throw me into that situation. Oh, my God. Thank you.
I would be like, oh, do you mean me, motherfucker?
I would literally be like,
oh, no, I'd be like, I guess I'll kill myself. Bye.
OK. OK. Then I will go ahead and be in charge of all the advice for our podcast. Because the Libra would say, if you ever start to feel that way about me, please let me know.
Oh, that's smart.
Oh, I don't want to know. No.
No, I'm giving you your opening, and then I'm going to go ahead and kill myself.
I'm just going to
But I'm putting it on you. I'm saying yeah, you better speak up.
Yeah.
I'm going to fill in the blanks with whatever would validate my most negative thinking and be like, I knew it, you know?
Girl, yeah. I have OCD. I know it's going to be bad.
So I'm like, yeah, that's what's going to happen. So let me just go and bye.
Please tell me.
Yeah.
Don't say it.
I think
don't
I would just it. Immediately
please
be
don't
like,
tell me, please don't tell me, please oh, don't tell me.
Are you talking about me too?
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, okay.
Set fire to his bedroom.
Mel says, I don't trust anyone who likes The Right Move over Mile High.
We are not trustworthy.
I already forgot what this book was called. Other than Mile High
The Right Move.
Mile High 2. Higher than ever.
Higher than ever.
Mile High, 9/11.
Mile High,
not 9/11. I expected so much from this book after reading Mile High, but it's such a disappointment. I don't like the characters. The story is boring and repetitive. The way their trauma was handled and described was rather careless and wasn't much to like in the book, except a few times Ryan did cute little stuff. And then she goes, I'm not a big fan of the grumpy sunshine, and this book was the epitome of why I hate it.
Maybe that's a
good reason. He wasn't even grumpy. He was just like stern and
yeah,
he was
cold.
Just boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, All right, Mel.
Teach their own, whatever.
Yeah.
And then Ari said, I went through hell, the first book, for this.
So you hated the first book, so you decided to read the sequel?
Yeah, I thought that was
I went
funny.
Through hell. It was hell.
That, wait, who left that? Was that Shirley?
No, it was Ari.
Ari. Just weird Shirley's here with us.
Maybe she just really fucking hated the IPAs.
It has a 4.44 on Goodreads with 164,000 ratings and 18,000 written reviews.
Damn. In only a year that it's been out.
Yeah.
Wow. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Liz Tomford, I think she's, was that our second repeat? We've had Tate twice.
Yeah.
No, not Tate.
Oh.
The not holiday Tate one. Tate McKirk did yeah. the turkey book.
Oh, the Where Turkey. Whoever else did the Satan.
I'm blanking.
The monster one, yeah.
Yeah, it was my...
It was like a fake name, I think, though.
That was my...
That was your full sack.
Full sack lady.
Yeah, the monster. I don't have that. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
I like this one. This was fun.
I like that it was different. It's familiar, but different. And so that's... I think this is our first, like, sequel.
And it's
Layla
also...
Layla Faye,
yeah.
I think this is the first one where... Well, no, it's definitely not the first one. So, true to form, I forget that I've read these books. And then yeah. I'm like, I've totally read this. But this is the first one that I was like, I know for sure I
and
have
I
read this.
And I knew that you read it, too.
Yeah.
Before I came in, too.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Yay. I like it.
Yeah.
Because then you're able to fill me in on, like, who the fuck is Rio?
Yeah.
I got you.
Well, yeah. That was a good one. I think that we're in a good like spot of like things slightly different of where it does seem like the typical trope or whatever, like we can figure out what it is, but this one did have an extra layer that was good for the story, good for the plot.
There's definitely a lot of plot in this book.
Yeah. I liked it.
But like I said, I love the banter. I love the lead up. And I felt like this was a really good example of believable fake dating situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you need me. I need you.
It's not as hokey.
Yeah,
it's a little bit more believable.
It's more the roommate situation than the like, okay, well, come over to my house, you know, before they get there.
I'm reading a fanfic right now that's a fake dating trope, and it's a pretty good time.
Ooh. Oh, what is it based off of?
Okay, so he's famous and successful, and he...
it's going to be 5 hours long.
For those of you, the four of you, pick and choose. But careful, because when you're searching on AO3, it's pick and then the plus sign, and it will not come up otherwise.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So, Draco, this is more embarrassing. This is, of course it is. It's more embarrassing than the nodding.
That's all she reads.
It's literally my ADHD hyperfixation, and it hasn't gone away yet. So,
and we still need more.
17,000 more to go. But he's really rich and successful, and it's like been some time. So, like, you know, and then he's like got hotels. I don't know. There's death threats against him, and she runs a security. So she's got to be a bodyguard, but they don't want people to know that he's had threats. So, what's the cover? She's his lover.
Oh my God. I love it. I love it.
I should talk less.
No.
No, bring it in.
I'm going to need you to do an episode on this.
Bring that to the table. I should start letting people know which ones I'm reading because I.
Do you have like an AO3, like how I have Goodreads? Is there like a. Do they have it? Do you want to share it with the class?
It's Cappy Barbara.
Cappy Barbara.
And there's underscores, but I don't really remember where they are, so good luck. And also, I don't really do anything on there, so hi.
But you can see what you've read or what you've downloaded.
I honestly have no idea. So someone's about to be like, we have a direct live stream to you reading these fanfics.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Well, if you have a direct live stream to her reading her fanfics, let us know. You can like, subscribe, follow.
Please do tell me.
All of it at Clutch My Pearls Pod everywhere on the internet. And you can email us at clutchmypearlspod@gmail.com. Leave us comments. Leave us everything. Just tell us you love us. Put us into the ether. Put a note inside of a book that we've covered. Like, hey, you should listen to a podcast about this book.
Episode 20.
Episode 20. Yeah. But yeah. All right. Bye. See you next Tuesday.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.